here at the 2018 ACUC in this lovely town called Boston, Massachusetts. And look who I came across, Miriam De Dios Woodward from Cupera Consulting. How are you?
I'm doing well. It's great to see you. Great to see you here.
How's the conference? I mean, I think you're just here for the day. I was about to ask you, yes. How's the conference is going?
It's a fast trip. Today went well. I had a session. And I think that went very well. It generated a lot of questions mm-hmm. and interest in serving the Hispanic market, which is what I largely spoke about. Mm-hmm. So very good.
Yeah, so what was the title was Laying the Foundation for Success with the Hispanic Market. So how do we lay this foundation? How do Creightians do this? Come on, tell us the secret.
Well, you know, it starts with understanding that opportunity first. So certainly I spoke to some of those important statistics about the market. Mm-hmm. You know, the Hispanic market continues to be a very large, fast-growing, untapped market and mm-hmm. young. You know, it's surprising I get a sense of this, but many credit unions want to lower the average age of their membership.
Of course.
They want to reach the millennial market. Mm-hmm. They have interest in serving small businesses. And guess what? The Hispanic market is represented in all of those segments. So. Mm-hmm. You know, we talked about some of the statistics, and then how do you lay this successful foundation? Well, you look at this comprehensively, and it's going to go beyond a product or a marketing strategy. Mm-hmm. But let's take it back to what's the business case mm-hmm. for your credit union, understanding the market. We talked a bit about some of those cultural nuances to be aware of. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm a Mexican immigrant, but not all Hispanics in the country are Mexican. And so it's important to know, you know, the demographics in the local community and understand that mm-hmm. here in Massachusetts, for example, the largest Hispanic segment is the Puerto Rican population, followed by Dominicans and Central Americans. Mm-hmm. In Iowa, where I live, it is the Mexican population mm-hmm. that's the largest, and then Central American. So, you know, it varies, and it's important to know that.
The differences in the cultures, because
there's a lot of similarities, and yet there's some differences, sometimes a little bit in language, sometimes mm-hmm. a little bit in tradition, mm-hmm. And of course, you know, how you appeal to their heritage, mm-hmm. speaking to the country of origin is going to be important. Mm-hmm. So, you know, probably the biggest takeaway, understand your own opportunity. Mm-hmm. What does the market look like? How vast is the market? Mm-hmm. Then you can start to formulate really your business case and your strategic plan. Mm-hmm. And then that will dictate, well, what are we going to do from a product standpoint? Or what are we going to do from a marketing standpoint? And, you know, that's how you start to build that successful foundation. And you do a lot of that internally before mm-hmm. even communicating to the market that you're out there to serve the community.
How does a credit union, research-wise, go out and find out the difference between a Mexican culture and El Salvador or Puerto Rican culture? How do they go about doing that? Besides talking to you, I'm sure you know all about
certainly,
it.
Certainly, yes. You can come to Copera, or I'm certainly happy to share my viewpoint around that. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a lot of kind of secondary research out there. So a quick place to start is doing some online research, right? Sure. You can find some information from the Pew Hispanic Center, from the U.S. Census. I would take it one step further mm-hmm. and actually talk to folks.
Right.
So there's a lot of, you know, knowledge and information within the credit union. Talk mm-hmm. to your employees, talk to your board members, mm-hmm. talk to some of your suppliers, some of the folks that, you know, are providing services to the credit union. Mm-hmm. You can learn a lot there. And host, you know, maybe a small focus group. It doesn't have to be anything extensive. Mm-hmm. You know, you can gather a small group of individuals from the community and ask.
That's what I was thinking.
You know, where are you from? Tell mm-hmm. me about some of those differences. What's important to you? Mm-hmm. And I would highly, you know, suggest doing something like that, because it also starts to build trust with the community.
Yep.
And you get to share your intention mm-hmm. with the community as well.
Well, I think that the trust thing is huge, because you go out and you're making that extra effort to go meet these people and say, hey, how can we serve you? And like, I think most people would go, oh my gosh, wow, okay, here's what you need to know.
Yes, and they're very willing to share, because mm-hmm. I mean, sometimes no one's asking that question. Mm-hmm. And so that certainly means a lot. You can gain a lot of information.
Mm-hmm.
And then of course you can support that with more analytics mm-hmm. and really quantifying some of that information mm-hmm. from a data standpoint.
Oh my gosh, Miriam De Dios Woodward is talking data analytics. the scoop. We got the big news. Now everybody's talking data analytics. If you are, then everybody is.
I'm concluding that, yes, most definitely. I mean, there's a lot of information in data. It's very powerful. However, combined with actually talking to the community to confirm and validate that is extremely important as well.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm just playing with you. But
everybody's talking about it, right?
Exactly. It's the thing right now. So why is this so important right now? I think you alluded to it in the very beginning. You said this is such a growing population, or the cultures are growing exponentially in our country right now. So it's great to get out there and get to know them.
Well, and we've probably been talking, I want to say, for a few years, right? And we've continued to do the same thing we're doing today, which is spread awareness of the opportunity. Mm-hmm. And I've been doing this for almost 12 years, and I can tell you we thought the opportunity was great almost 12 years ago. It's even greater now. If you think about what's happening demographic-wise in this country, what's driving the growth of U.S. population are multicultural consumers. That is the fastest growing segment in the country. And a big part of that multicultural segment is the Hispanic market. So we comprise about 17% of the U.S. population, almost 60 million people. And it's U.S., the large, fast-growing U.S. birth rate of Hispanics that is driving that growth, more so than immigration. That has changed. And certainly our country has changed in terms of what's going on with immigration. Lots of confusion and all of that. So there's that. But at the same time, that is not stopping the growth rate. You think about areas of opportunity for growth for credit unions. Hispanics are driving a lot of the home ownership rate in the country. Since the year 2000 to, today, they comprise about 52% of the growth in home ownership.
That's a huge number.
So you think about who's purchasing, going to be purchasing more of these homes in the future. It's this market. Hispanics are about 1.5 times more likely to start a business than the general population.
Good for them.
So business creation is huge. Yeah. You start to add up all of these things. It's young. None of these statistics are stagnating. If anything, they're going through the
roof.
That's
great.
Growth.
Yeah. And that's great for our overall economy as well. Not just that segment of the population, not just for Hispanics, but for our country altogether. The economics is just huge. Because, the entrepreneurship, the small business, that's the engine of our country.
Most
so
definitely.
if that's a rising stat in that, oh my gosh, yeah, that's awesome.
And young people, millennials, this market, again, is a big part of the millennial group that every credit union wants to be serving. It intertwines with a lot of, important strategic growth initiatives for credit unions. Looking at this market is going to be extremely important. And if anything, if credit unions aren't ready for a Hispanic growth strategy, how are you incorporating this market into what you're doing in general to serve consumers, right? So does your marketing and communications, do they speak to some of those cultural nuances of the market? Are your images representative of the market, with 18% of the population being Hispanic?
Yep.
So never mind even having a specific targeted plan to serve the market anymore. It's how are you incorporating it into what you're doing every day? And I can tell you, not only credit unions should be paying attention to this, every business. And we know that a lot of Fortune 500 businesses, have plans to vastly invest and continue to invest in this market, because these are our new consumers.
Yep.
Driving a lot of the economy in this country. For sure.
Have you seen, because credit unions obviously have had a lot of growth in the last few years, we're up to 112, 113 million members now, something like that?
Somewhere in that
vicinity.
The last time I checked was 100 million, so I'm sure, it's much more. That was a few years back,
So have you seen a subsequent increase in the Hispanic population as well at credit unions, I don't want to put you on the spot with numbers, but just kind of ballpark. Has there been? I'm sure there has.
Well, I wish I had a better pulse on the national statistics, but actually, in fact, I just saw some great research that CUNA Mutual has done on multicultural consumers, and I believe they shared about 61% of credit union membership is multicultural.
Really?
I do think we have a ways to go to be representative of the national. Percentage of Hispanics, when it comes to Hispanics specifically at credit unions, we're not exactly representative of the U.S. population. That's about 18%. Credit unions are not there yet.
Okay.
I do believe that we've made some strides, and I'd like to think a little bit is, some of the work that we're doing to help credit unions.
Oh, I'm sure.
And certainly with the group that we work with, in many ways, the Hispanic market is driving their overall membership growth, because that growth rate is much faster. We oftentimes see it's about six times faster than non-Hispanic membership growth.
Are there pockets of the country where it's growing fast? Because I'm from San Diego, so there's a very large Hispanic market there. Duh. So, and then there's other parts of the country like Florida, I assume, and even in Iowa, there's a very huge population there. Yeah. So I would think that would be a big driver as well. You see these pockets of the country just kind of exploding.
Well, you know, we like to talk about some of these lesser known states for having the Hispanic population growth as kind of these gateway states. But yes, there's a large population in California, Texas, East Coast. Mm-hmm. However, a lot of the Midwest states, some of the Southern states, they're seeing the growth rate even, to be much higher than the national growth rate. Places like the Midwest, I want to say North Carolina, comes to mind as one of the fastest growing Hispanic populated states. Tennessee, some places you wouldn't think of necessarily. Mm-hmm. And when you take a step back and kind of think about why could that be, well, in the Midwest tends to have slightly lower cost of living, lots of employment opportunities, great education systems that are driving folks, to those parts of the country. So anymore, we're everywhere.
I think it's everywhere. I think it's everywhere now. It's not just one specific place anymore. So yeah, so everybody's got to be paying attention, basically.
Sure.
So across the board. All right, Miriam, anything else to kind of, I know you're super busy and you also got to get back home. And yeah, so anything else to kind of wrap up this message here?
In general, if your credit union has not thought about serving the market, I highly encourage you to at least look at what the demographics are doing in your part of the country, in your community, your field of membership. Yeah. Start there. And, if it makes sense to integrate this into some of your strategies overall, which I can probably tell most credit unions that there is some overlap there. If they want to get more focused on this, we have a lot of resources to be able to help. Mm-hmm. You don't have to do it alone. Mm-hmm. And, certainly it is the future. This is the demographic that I would say one of the demographics that is growing, very fast, and credit unions should be serving this market. And if you're not today, please come see me.
That's right.
Contact me.
And where can we contact you? Where can we find you?
Well, we're online, so feel free to go out to www.coperaconsulting.com. You can find all sorts of great information there. And you can find my contact information there too.
Got it.
All right. Great message to end on. Everybody, Miriam De Dios Woodward from Copera Consulting. Muchas gracias.